SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Supreme Court's allowing Idaho to enforce its abortion ban even in emergencies while a legal fight ensues.
A lower court ruling had blocked the strict abortion ban, but the justices put that on hold, agreeing to an appeal and scheduling oral arguments for April. The Idaho case gives the Supreme Court its second major abortion dispute since overturning Roe v. Wade in 2022 and allowing states to severely restrict or ban abortion. The Biden administration had sued Idaho, arguing hospitals that receive Medicare funds are required by a federal law to provide emergency care, including abortion. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, it's been 3 years now since hundreds of rioters overran the U.S. Capitol. Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans von Spakovsky says it's absolutely incorrect to call it an insurrection.
No insurrection occurred on January 6th. We did have criminal acts, you know, criminal trespassing, but the idea that there was some kind of attempt to overthrow the U.S. government is patently untrue.
President Biden portraying Donald Trump as a threat to democracy, but von Spakovsky says Biden is the threat.
We have the Biden administration in federal court fighting to be able to continue to use the FBI and intelligence agencies and other executive cabinet departments to work with coerce social media platforms to censor the views and opinions of American citizens.
That is Heritage Foundation senior fellow Hans Spakovsky. This is SRN News. Well, China is going after Christian kids.
The ruling Communist Party wants to snuff out Christianity in the country, and what better way than to target the next generation? Pastors inside China say the government has passed a grab bag of new laws, all designed to make it harder for kids to be exposed to Christ. Children cannot attend worship services at state churches and cannot engage in any, quote, religious activities. Christian moms and dads are turning to house churches and homeschooling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
MJAA is urging Christians to answer the rising tide of anti-Semitism. The alliance says the United States is becoming an increasingly dangerous place for Jews. Many are afraid to identify as Jews when they are in the public eye. They are also extremely fearful to identify as pro-Israel on the campuses of academic America. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken kicking off a new Middle East tour with meetings in Turkey and then Greece as fears grow the Gaza war may engulf the region. Here's Karen Chamas.
Blinken and his delegation's feet squeaked on the marble floors of the hallway where he met with his Turkish counterpart Hakan Fidan in Istanbul. It's his fourth visit to the region in 3 months and comes amid worrying developments outside of Gaza in response to the conflict. Exchange of fire between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon continued after the presumed Israeli killing of a Hamas leader in Beirut. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have stepped up attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. I'm Karen Chamas.
Michigan Republicans plan to discuss moving state party chairwoman Christina Caramo. Members have called for the vote to remove her less than a year into her leadership. More details at SRNnews.com.